Now, we're going to take a break from news, from facts, from reality, in fact. We're going to hear an original story.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
It comes to us from a podcast, ironically named The Truth. Producer Jonathan Mitchell makes audio fiction what he calls movies for your ears. And our movie for your ears today is called Naughty or Nice. It begins in an office where workers are poring over videotapes.
Okay, so we're obviously seeing a class F temper tantrum.
F is
food.
Right, food. Food related.
Okay. So let's go ahead and click naughty.
And how do they then, they'll associate that with the present?
You know, she gets a lump of coal, and, you know, she learns from that experience.
Okay.
Click naughty.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So who do we have next?
Michael Simmons.
Michael Simmons.
Also age 8.
Great.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. Breakfast.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
All right, so I'm going to give this one to you.
Okay.
Let's see how we do.
Stop being annoying. You're just an little annoying brat.
He looks like he's agitated.
Mm-hmm.
He's mad at his sibling.
I hate you!
A 2042.
No, don't get it.
That's an I hate you.
I hate
okay.
You.
You know, hates a word that you can't take back.
Why did you get so annoying? What is wrong with you? I said it's already bad. Don't make it worse.
Go up, and we're going to click naughty.
Oh, okay.
All right.
But we have the tapes from the full year or more. We could...
Yeah, if we looked at the tapes for the whole year, you know, we'd be sitting here for a full year.
So that's just naughty?
Yeah, whole... I would say so.
Great. Naughty.
All right, then.
Michael Simmons, naughty.
You know, I've got a million... cases to get through. So
oh, sorry.
I
thank you so much
run.
For showing me this stuff. I didn't.
Yeah,
mean
you got it.
Okay.
So you're all set?
I think I'm set.
Hey, you like eggnog?
Yeah.
Well, a bunch of the elves are going down the Red Nose at around 8, so maybe we'll see you there.
Oh, seriously? I can. Thank you so much for including me.
Yeah, you got it. All right. Well,
see
if you need
you.
Anything, let me know.
Okay, 8 o'clock, Red Nose.
As one who I was watching earlier today decided to feed all of his Ritalin to his fox terrier. Then when the dog started flipping out, his mom had to take him over to the veterinarian's office. The kid tore all the way through his sister's bedroom. He took a leak in her toy chest.
Wow, that is layer upon layer.
We'll see how it feels on the morning of the 25th.
Oh,
I will
yeah.
see what's funny.
Naughty then. Stamp
yeah.
all the way.
I mean, that's early stage psychopathic behavior right there. I couldn't get over it.
I saw today older brother, younger sister, and they were just nice the whole time. So, you know, I thought, phew. At any point, they could have
bartender,
done something.
Are you milking down these eggnogs?
yeah, no, but I was disappointed. Relieved.
No, you'll get a good one soon. Don't worry.
Well, here's do the kids actually know we're watching them all the time?
Oh yeah,
right? Of course. It's in the song, right?
Yeah.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah, I just wonder, what if we gave the parents more input? They're with these kids all the time.
Oh,
they
the
can
parents.
Weigh in.
The parents are naughtier than the kids half the time.
And they're not going to be objective, I'll tell you that, especially
nope.
when they're getting free presents from Santa.
Yeah.
But their input seems like it would be invaluable to make this like a slightly
spark,
more scientific
spark,
process.
Spark. Because... You want to make this job harder than it is?
No,
what are you doing?
No, not at all. I just am surprised at the system.
Do yourself a favor. Don't overthink this too much, all right? You got yourself a nice, cushy job over here. I mean, you want to sacrifice all that to go back to the toy factory?
No.
Do you want to shovel Rudolph's dung?
No, definitely not.
All right, so...
Glad to be here.
Hey, it's an honor for all of us to be here. Just relax, enjoy yourself. All right, let's raise a drink.
Welcome, welcome.
Cheers. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Mm. All right, everyone, give me a dollar for the jukebox.
All right.
That's on me.
That's not funny. You think it's funny, you're not going to think it's funny in a second, mister, because you are an annoying little kid who has nothing to do but annoy his dad when his dad is trying to do work.
Is that Michael Simmons? You watched that yesterday.
Yes, this is Michael Simmons. Thank you for stopping by because I was going to show this to you.
Yeah, we marked him naughty.
We did mark him naughty, but I went back and I rewound the tape and I watched footage from the morning before. And this is going to blow your mind. Watch this.
Did you get annoying from my side or your mom's
okay,
side?
Okay, so this is the dad. Watch what he says.
Michael, what is wrong with you?
It was an accident.
Don't make it worse. It's already bad. Don't make it worse.
Do you hear what he said there? Does that ring a bell? Because
it's not your job to be rewatching these. That's why we have the guys that check it twice next door.
Right.
They check the list twice.
Okay.
Between all of us, we're going to find out who's naughty and nice.
Okay. But I just got worried because if they didn't rewind all the way and happen to catch that, like with this way, I've marked, you
know. If we don't know by the 15th who's naughty or nice, mm-hmm. they're going to be nice kids that are missing out on Christmas presents. And that's a problem.
Okay. Right. I'm sorry.
This is Christmas.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
Thanks, Belle. Merry Christmas. Hey, Dad, it's Spark.
Spark, hey, how are you? How's my big shot elf?
I'm good.
Sitting there making all your naughty nice decisions. Office down the hall from Santa himself.
Well, it's not, like, right next to Santa, but...
Well, you're up there. You're in an office, kiddo. You don't punch a clock, do you?
Salary man.
Well, I'm proud of you. What's going on?
I don't know, Dad, can I ask, a little bit of a weird question?
Yeah?
When I was little, I remember being, pretty bad.
You're like a bad elf?
Yeah, I remember misbehaving.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was you.
But
what a turnaround, huh?
I guess, but I remember getting Christmas presents every year.
Oh, well, you know, you were mostly good. I mean, even if you didn't deserve them, I still love you.
See, this is... I don't want to complain about this job, but I'm sitting there all day, look at, 30 seconds of video of a kid, and then they're breathing down my neck to make an instant decision. Like, this kid's naughty, this kid's nice, and...
Yeah, you'll get good at it.
Listen, it's...
Somebody's got to make the call.
I don't know. I really don't think this is how Santa would want it to run.
Okay, yeah. Well, you need to talk to Santa.
Right. Oh, hey, Santa, just need an hour of your time.
Oh, no, you know, once he came to the toy factory, talk to every single worker.
Yeah?
That's not how he wants things, where you can't say anything. He's a very jolly man, but he's very reasonable.
Yeah, he has layers of managers. I've literally never run into him in the elevator.
Talk to Santa. He'll fix it.
Talk to Santa.
And when you talk to him...
Yeah.
You gotta remember everything, and then I want you to tell me everything that he said.
Okay. Hi, I put in for a meeting with Santa today.
Okay, great. And you are...
I'm Spark. Spark Elgusa.
Excellent. So what we're going to do is I'm going to alert your department as soon as there's an opening to meet with Santa.
I really need to meet with him today, so I don't mind waiting.
I'm sure that Santa is dying to meet with you as well,
okay.
But he's just super duper busy with all the children's wish lists.
What if I just sit down on the couch and as soon as he pops out, that's... Oh.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by.
Remember, the magic number is 2,000 tons.
And have a Merry Christmas.
If this works out, we'll all have a Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Excuse me, Santa? Who is that with Santa?
He happens to be the most influential lobbyist for the coal industry and a very, very good friend of Santa's.
Coal lobbyist?
Oh, good news! I see an opening on Santa's calendar in July.
July?
How does 5 a.m. work for you, Spark?
It does not work for me. You know how many months away that is?
If you want to get in here any earlier, you're going to have to sit on Santa's lap.
Huh?
Just kidding.
Huh.
All crew on sleigh 6. I need all my mall elves on the sleigh now.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What are you doing?
I'm just getting on sleigh 6. I'm on the mall crew.
You're not on my mall crew.
Right. I'm just I'm a trainee.
There are no trainees on the mall crew.
They might just not have gotten the paperwork down to you, but...
Listen, why do you think this is a game, huh?
No.
You ever been to a mall with kids who are drinking hot cocoa, eating candy, and they're about to meet the most important man in the world?
Well, not in person, but
And you have no idea what you are in for.
Listen. Get on that sleigh.
Got any chocolate?
Mall Express, sleigh number 6 to the mall. We're going to the mall, Elves.
Mommy, there's an elf in front of us.
Hmm?
It's an elf.
I know. Are you excited to see Santa and tell him everything you want?
Right in front of us.
Kitty, that's not very nice.
He has big ears.
That is very nice.
Sip it, kid.
Where's your parents?
Hmm?
Where's your parents?
I'm an orphan, okay? You happy now?
Kitty, you say your son.
Sorry.
Where's the next one?
Next child.
Yeah, that's me.
Spark? Is that you?
No.
Spark Elgusa, what are you doing dressed like that?
Shh, please, just let me through.
Spark, you should be back at the North Pole. They need you.
I know. I wouldn't be here if it weren't important. Please just tell him it's a little boy.
Absolutely not, Spark. I cannot do that. I mean, this is Santa Claus. This is my job.
Santa's got an empty lap here.
I have to keep this line moving.
This is bigger than both of us, okay?
Santa, this is an elf. He's not supposed to be here, and he is leaving now.
Oh, no, no, no. We got an empty Santa lap here. Come on.
Thank you.
Come on up here. You've been a nice little elf all year long.
Yes, I've tried to be good, but...
Come on up here.
It's actually... That's so comfy.
Oh, ho, ho.
Santa, this, this isn't actually about me or any present for me or anything.
Who?
I actually work in the Naughty or Nice division.
Oh!
I'm new, and I just started learning the system, and I am so surprised and worried about how it works.
Is there a problem with the new infrared cameras?
Those are just fine, actually. They work well, particularly at night, but the problem is not with the technology. The problem is the system itself.
Oh?
You know, I and all the other elves in that division, we spend our whole day watching the surveillance videos of these kids.
Of course.
Pushing the naughty button or the nice button.
Ho, ho, ho.
Can I just ask, how do you tell?
You have to look at the child, and the child is either naughty or nice.
But here's the thing. They're all nice and naughty. Every kid is both.
I see.
Life is nuanced, right? And we're reducing it to this yes or no thing. And that's what is that teaching kids?
I see the problem here.
You do?
Yes, and you are a very perceptive little elf.
Really?
Bring me my mobile phone.
You can fix this?
Yes, I can. Ho, ho, ho.
I knew that...
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa, it's just an honor to even talk to you.
Merry Christmas, dude.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hi, Spark. Can you have a seat? Thank you for coming in.
Sure, what's up?
Well, we got a call from Santa yesterday.
That doesn't surprise me because I met with Santa yesterday and it turns out that he is not pleased with how the naughty or nice system is being implemented.
Tomorrow you're going to report to Toy Factory 19.
No, but I met with Santa yesterday and he said that...
Well, there are 50 million children in the United States alone, and if we spend all of our time poring over the nuances for each individual child, we'll never get through our list.
Of course we have to think about the nuances. How else could we make these judgments?
See, Spark, you don't trust your instincts. In this department, we need elves who can trust their instincts.
Trust? I trusted that the system was fair, and now I don't, because I've seen inside it, and it's just a bunch of flawed elves watching a bunch of flawed people deciding who's actually flawed and
we
who's...
We can't let kids go without consequences. If we do that, they'll grow up to be monsters. We are here to teach kids a lesson.
I saw Santa meet with a coal lobbyist.
Well, Spark, that's his job. Do you know how much cheaper a piece of coal is than a toy? Think about it. It's just the economics of Christmas.
Cheaper than a toy? That means...
I heard you sat on Santa's lap.
Yes, because he said I could, and he was nice, and it was soft.
I need you to hand in your access card. You'll have time to gather your personal items, your slippers, whatever you need. But tomorrow, you're going to report to Toy Factory 19.
Green, red, red, green, red, green, 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 green. Spark, are you paying attention?
Yeah, I'm watching,
Take hold, buddy.
Okay.
It's up to you.
All right, red, 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 green, red, red,
beautiful.
Red,
beautiful. You're done. Red. You're done. Okay.
Thank you.
See? Just let yourself get into a rhythm. And that's it. That's the whole job.
So just one question, I guess. Mm-hmm. What happens if I pull the wrong cable?
Just pull the right cable. That's the whole job.
Oh, yeah, I get that. But, I mean, if just by accident...
Remember, green cable, pre-assigned gift, yes. red cable, coal.
Yeah.
So just do the job.
I know, but right. But if I accidentally were to pull the wrong one...
A good kid would get a piece of coal.
Or a bad kid gets a present.
Don't do that.
Whoa, right. I will not.
Listen, you're the last line between the gifts and the kids, okay? You put in the wrong thing, the kids are going to feel it.
Right. I will not pull the wrong cable by accident. And these boxes are wide open. Anything could fall in there, right?
Yeah, just don't let that happen.
Right. I will
just coal or a gift.
Certainly
that's
not
it.
Let anything fall in.
by accident.
Welcome aboard, Spark.
Thank you.
Keep it up. Keep smiling.
Thank you.
And stay away from the conveyor belt.
Yes.
Elf jelly.
Okay. Thanks.
He doesn't have anything under the tree.
Here's
it's
one
all
from me.
Over.
It what? Says, from Santa.
Huh. Wow.
No, it's just what I wanted.
What?
Wow.
And it's 2.0. It's the newest one. Oh. It just came out.
Is it sparkly?
Oh, my God. Yes, it's sparkly. Don't you see it? And it's blue. Oh, my God.
You did
How
it.
Do you work it?
Are you kidding?
You did it.
Why would I do it?
I have no idea, but it was very sweet.
I didn't.
He's so happy.
I'm telling you.
Well, you
honey,
didn't.
I didn't do it.
Okay, I didn't do it
you
either.
Did.
Then okay, then now it's creepy.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
That Christmas story, Naughty or Nice, was produced by Jonathan Mitchell. He wrote it, along with Seth Lind, who played the part of Spark the Elf. The story came to us from the podcast The Truth, which is part of the Radiotopia Network from PRX. Happy holidays from all of us at All Things Considered from NPR News.